talk with you. I want you to tell me. So you won Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday. And then it was Sunday that you went to the store. And so that was just your normal routine, right? You go in for coffee?
Nope. Regular routine. Every morning, go get a coffee for a little ride 3 miles out of town. And I just go into the same place every day, 7 days a week.
That's your stuff.
Yeah. And I bought my ticket, and I told them to check it, and ended up being a winner.
So, and you told me you buy one ticket.
Yeah.
And one ticket only.
Yeah.
And why is it always just one?
That's all I want to spend.
It only takes one to win. But then you always put the power play on there.
Oh, always. Always put the power play.
And why is that?
So, why is that? Well, what if you have three numbers? If you don't have the power play, then all you do is get, $6, $8, $9. So put the power play on there and see what happens.
Well, and look what happened this time, right?
Yeah.
So you gave the ticket to the clerk to check, and they checked it, and then what was the reaction?
She just said it was a big winner. At first she thought it was $50,000, and then I looked at it, and I told her she read it wrong. It says $500,000. Yeah, she was jumping up and down. I thought she was going to jump right out of her shoes.
Did you jump up and down?
Well, not at first, because I thought she was giving me a bad time. This is one that kind of gives me a bad time sometimes. That's only because I really give her a bad time. But
now the truth comes out.
Yeah.
But no, it was true.
Yeah.
So then, did you go home and you started telling your family?
He was working, and I didn't get a hold of him till later because I thought he was running a snowplow. So I waited till later in the day. But I told him at the station that if they could possibly not say anything until I got a hold of my kids.
Yeah. So what did your kids say, putting them on the spot now?
Well, they were kind of whether to believe me or not because we do so much joking. He wouldn't believe it at all if she wouldn't have been there because I'm always giving him a bad time. So, nope, no joke.
No joke.
We have the ticket.
So, Eugene, did you say you are in your 70s? Is that right?
Yeah, I'll be 74 in May.
So you're currently 73.
Yep.
So do you have any mad money purchases on the list?
No.
No?
Not really. Just pay my car and truck off. That's...
And since I gave you the chamois, now you can wash your car, right? That can be your mad money purchase.
Yeah.
So has word started to spread, or has it been pretty quiet so far?
It's been pretty quiet. Like I said, I went to the dollar store the other day, and they was asking me if I heard who the winner was in that, and I wanted to bust out and mess with them, but I thought, I better be good until I know 100%, but a couple of them I wanted to really give a bad time, and I thought, I better be good.
You know, I think it's always exciting for the local community to hear that somebody local wins, because then they can say they know somebody who won, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't ask you, was your ticket an easy pick? Do you always get an easy pick?
Yeah, I just tell them easy pick and put the power play with it.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, I get a mega ticket for Friday night.
Oh, okay.
With the bonus play.
Yep.
Powerball with the power play. And then Lotto America with the All-Star bonus.
Okay.
So I spend $8 on me. That's it. I don't
Big
drink.
Big spender, Eugene.
Yeah. I don't drink no more. I don't party. I don't know nobody. So that's my entertainment.
Right. No, that, we've heard that from a lot of folks, especially during the pandemic, because there are so many things that we can't do, but this is something you can still have fun with, right?
Yep.
So, and you told me you won a Powerball prize. Well, it's been several years ago, but you think that was 2010? I'll have to go back and look.
Yeah, I think it was the ninth month of 2010.
Okay, September of 2010. Yeah. Okay. And that, again, you had done the power play, so you got the multiplier.
Yeah.